Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. It is New Year's Eve. New Year's already in some places. I am tuned to Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest tonight, and so they just rung in the new year in Puerto Rico, Daddy Yankee. So, yay! Happy New Year to Puerto Rico and all other countries that have celebrated since last night. The new year, 2022. Many of my friends on social media and in the James Franco group and that listen to the podcast, you all have already celebrated and rung in the new year. So thank you. So wishing you a happy new year and thank you for tuning in and ringing in the new year with Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. The guest call-in number is 516-59-58255. Oh, and I have the volume turned down because, you know, Rockin' Eve is on, but the news is on also, so I have the volume down. And I must send out condolences to Betty White's family and fellow fans also regarding our loss of Betty White. Wow, I could have sworn I just seen a telephone interview with her like the day before yesterday, and I remember the interviewer asked her what was her plans for tonight, and they talked about the celebration for her birthday. So now it will be a memorial at her Hollywood Walk of Fame star. I believe that's the report that I heard. Now you all, my new mic and my headset should squeeze out any noise, but there's been a lot of celebrating going on in my hood. So you might hear a lot of fireworks and a lot of gunfire. And that's another issue with gunfire, but at least that is for New Year's. Hopefully, that's why we hear the gunfire. But the gunfire, you just pray that a stray bullet does not hit anybody. When people do that in a non-rural area. On Sunday, we will talk about crime. You all hear me say all the time that we're in like the top 12 or 13. Well, the report is that Jackson, Mississippi is number one in violent crimes and homicides. So that will be the discussion on Sunday's show that airs at 3 p.m. But we're going to keep it on an upbeat high note, celebrating the happy new year of 2022. If you would like to talk about your traditions or what you're doing to ring in the new year, please do. Like, I am chilling, watching Rockin' Eve. And I have always loved Rockin' Eve from a little girl when Dick Clark was the host. I love Dick Clark. I think I aspired to be like a Dick Clark. You know, I love Dick Clark, Wolfman Jack and all those cats back in the day. And Ryan Seacrest has definitely been doing an awesome job, and his co-host, and having the different celebrations throughout the country. Like right here in the South, Billy Porter is in New Orleans, and he said his performance will be off the chain right before those of us in the Deep South and in the Central Standard Time Zone celebrate the new year. So definitely looking forward to Journey. Anybody that knows me growing up and my life, not only do I love R&B and blues and a variety and different genres, but I am a metalhead. I love rock. And so cannot wait to see Journey right before we count down. I think that will be soon, because that will be Eastern Standard Time, right? So Billy Porter would be the Central Standard Time performance. So I need to be sure to turn around because my back is turned to the television as I celebrate with you all. And we're doing a global New Year's Eve kiss, okay? So we all can have some luck. Even if you're kissing your loved ones, send me air kisses too. So we can just have a global, this could be in the Guinness Book of World Records, a global kiss when we count down at 11, right, which would be midnight in 47 minutes, Eastern Standard Time, and then at 12 o'clock right before the broadcast end, we will ring in the New Year Central Standard Time.
Thank you.
Well, yes, Abba, instrumental, New Year. Yes, Happy New Year. Goodbye, 2021. Hello there, baby, 2022. Can we have it all? Even dealing with the midst of a pandemic, we sure can try, right? Yes, indeed. Look at Invaluable. In an article back in from 2018, 13 New Year's traditions from cultures around the world. So I must shout out the top five listening countries that visit Culture Shock Entertainment Reports right here at Blog Talk Radio. Of course, my native U.S., Canada, Germany, France, and Finland. Thank you all for being the top five, and thank you everyone globally, from right here in Jacktown, Jackson, Mississippi, to every corner of the world, thank you for your love and your support and being a part of the blogtalkradio.com family and being a supporter, new or old, to, and a friend to the show right here with Cut the Shock Entertainment Reports. In good taste, in Invaluable's December 18, 2018 newsletter, it states that New Year's traditions are unique to their country of origin. Drawing upon specific objects, cuisines, and celebrations that are inherent to their culture. The earliest recorded New Year's festivities date back to ancient Babylon, where the first new moon following the vernal equinox marked the start of the new year. Babylonians celebrated with a religious festival called Akuti, a multi-day festival that honored the rebirth of the natural world. Over the years, calendars fell out of sync with the sun, prompting the start of the year to fall on different days, until Julius Caesar introduced the Julian calendar in 45 BC. Caesar instituted January 1st as the first day of the year. How many of you really knew that? And the calendar closely resembled that of the modern Gregorian calendar. Today, most festivities begin on December the 31st. The last day of the Gregorian calendar, and continue into the early hours of January the 1st. Whether sharing a meal with family and friends or throwing old furniture out of the window, each of these customary, luck-filled New Year's traditions derives from a unique origin. I will share with you 13 traditions, celebrations from around the world. So we're going to discover their historical significance and the traditional objects each draws up on to create a truly unique representation of each country's heritage. And a big shout out to those in New Orleans too. At the Sugar Bowl is tomorrow, and that would be Ole Miss and Baylor Bears. Yes, big game. So many bowl games have been canceled, too. Number one, wearing white. Brazil. In Brazil, the New Year is regarded as a time to reflect upon the past and make new resolutions for the coming year. That's me. Everyone wears white because the color signifies luck. I need to get more white. Luck. Prosperity is meant to ward off bad spirits. As the tradition goes, revelers gather on the beaches, done in white garb, and they jump seven waves, a lucky number in Brazilian culture, for good fortune, and throw flowers into the water as an offering to Lamange, the goddess of the sea. Now, I have friends in Brazil. Now, one of my friends, Vincent Vastino, sent me a greeting earlier today. He's a part of the James Franco Project Group also, and he's a creative. I need to ask him about that, send some pictures. before I Google. Number two, Spring Festival, which is held in China. The Lunar New Year is the most important holiday in China, and millions of people around the world participate in the celebration, also known as the Spring Festival. This 15-day long celebration has a different date every year, following the lunar calendar instead of the Gregorian calendar. This Chinese New Year is rife with many different traditions. Homes and cities are lined with red decorations, a color that symbolizes good luck, hay, and good fortune, such as red lanterns to ward off bad luck, and jianzi, red paper cutouts that hang on walls. Fireworks are set off on both New Year's Eve and again the next morning as means to ward off negative energy. Children also receive red envelopes that contain money, hay, which is considered a way to symbolically transfer fortune from elder to youth. In addition, there are parades, line dances, decorative dragon statues, traditional food, and to cap off the celebration. Then number three, when we travel to Colombia, there's the tradition of carrying suitcases. Colombia boasts an array of New Year's traditions intended to bring fortune and prosperity to those who participate. Partygoers carry empty suitcases at midnight in hopes of inducing a year rife with travel. They also bear money in hand to attract financial security and stability in the coming year. Lentils are believed to bring luck and affluence, so many bake them into their rice or carry them in their pockets. That's interesting. Then in Denmark, hello Denmark. Number four, smashing plates. One of the most popular New Year's traditions in Denmark involves smashing plates and old dishes. Danish residents have their unused dinnerware and officially shatter them against doors of their families and friends as way to ward off bad spirits. Other traditions include jumping off chairs at midnight to leap into the new year and consuming kranzkake, a reef-shaped cake created using marzipan rings stacked on top of each other, a bottle of wine in the center. The cake is decorated with ornaments and flags. I like that. That's cool too. Burning effigies. Ecuador. Happy New Year, Ecuador. Listeners, in Ecuador, burning effigies signifies burning the annual AO or old year. Ecuadorians create large effigies in the likeness of politicians, pop culture, figures, and other icons and set them on fire at midnight. It symbolizes the cleansing of bad energy from the previous 12 months and is meant to bring about good fortune. The tradition originated in 1895 when a yellow fever epidemic hit Guayaquil and forced many to burn coffins packed with clothes of the infected. The tradition has since taken on a more lighthearted, optimistic nature and fills the streets of Ecuador in a celebratory manner today. Okay, Greece. Festival of Brazil. I know Prince used to always go to Greece for that festival, the Festival of Brazil. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the Greek celebration of New Year is also known as the Festival of the Saint Basil, my southern accent also, honoring the founder of the Greek Orthodox Church. Each year, there are a number of celebrations that take place as a means to attract luck and bring in prosperity. An onion, for example, is traditionally hung on the door of homes as a symbol of rebirth. And on New Year's Day, parents wake their children by tapping them on the head with the onion. Another customary Greek tradition is consuming Vassalopita, or St. Basil's cake. This cake is baked with a silver are gold coin inside. Whoever finds the coin in their slice is considered especially lucky in the coming year. Rosh Hashanah. Israel. The Jewish New Year is celebrated in many countries around the world. The holiday takes place in the fall during the seventh month of the Hebrew calendar. During the night, the holiday begins. A festival candle blessing is recited, as well as the Kiddush blessing over wine. Those celebrating enjoy apples and other fruits dipped in honey, which symbolizes sweetness and blessings in the coming year. That the celebration of Rosh Hashanah, the shofar is sounded. This instrument is made of a ram's horn and is meant to symbolize humility, standing before God. Yes, Lord, so many of us. Hoshagatsu in Japan, Hoshagatsu, the Japanese New Year, is one of the most important holidays in Japan. Like other New Year celebrations, it symbolizes renewal, bidding farewell to problems of the previous year through a variety of customs and celebrations. In December, year-forgetting parties known as Bonikai take place. On December 31st, Buddhist temples strike their gongs 108 times, each ring representing one of the 108 earthly temptations. A person must overcome to achieve nirvana and expel wrong deeds and ill luck of the past year. On New Year's Day, common ways of celebrating the holiday include taking a day off work, wearing traditional kimonos, and consuming soba noodles, which signify longevity. Children receive otoshidama, which are small gifts with money inside. Another customary Japanese practice is to send letters to friends and family, which are specially marked to be delivered on January 1st. Then in the Netherlands, Oud Nieuw. Did I say that right? Please, my Netherlands friends. The Dutch New Year's traditions are marked with fireworks and fantastic explosions. Fireworks are triggered across major cities for hours at a time, described by many as chaotic bursts of light. Cars and Christmas trees also burn as means to purse the old and welcome the new. Another Dutch New Year's tradition is consuming oliebollen, which relates to oil balls, similar to donuts. Well, they sound interesting. These bite-sized balls of fried dough dipped in powdered sugar are sold on the streets, street corners, and shop centers as a finale to the celebration. Swimmers jump into freezing waters of the North Sea to celebrate the New Year's Day. Oh, I've seen that celebration. First foot in Scotland. Happy New Year, Scottish listeners. Scotland's Hogmanay celebration is one of the most rousing celebrations in the world. Hogmanay comprises street entertainment, fire festivals, concerts, street festivals, and more celebratory acts, but is also known for its tradition of first flitting. According to the person who crosses the threshold of a person's home, should bring a gift of luck. Traditionally, this gift was a coal for the fire or shortbread. I like that. After the ban of the Christmas holiday in Scotland in the 16th and 17th centuries under the reign of Oliver Cromwell, Hogmanay became even more important as it was an outlet for Scottish citizens to figuratively chase away the darkness of light, warmth, and festivities. In Spain, consuming grapes. The most prominent New Year's tradition in Spain involves consuming grapes. Each year, Spaniards partake in a annual tradition of eating one grape for every toll of the clock at midnight. The 12 grapes consumed are meant to represent good luck for each month of the year. Some even prepare the grapes by peeling and seeding beforehand to ensure they're easy to consume. The tradition is believed to have originated at the turn of the 20th century in the southern part of the country, where makers of wine work to boost demand for grapes in the winter. And Switzerland. dropping ice cream. In tradition of the new year, the Swiss channel, in celebration of the new year, the Swiss channel Good Luck, Wealth, and Abundance by dropping a dollop of ice cream on the floor at midnight. They also lined the streets in colorful costumes, performed symbolic ceremonies intended to chase away negative spirits. And the last, but definitely not least, turning around looking at, I don't know who I just missed. Turn around looking at the TV. At this, okay, last but not least, my country, United States, watching the ball drop. New Year's traditions in America derive from a variety of origins and beliefs. After fireworks were banned in New York City in the early 20th century, event organizers arranged to have a 700-pound ball lowered down a pole. Since it's become tradition to watch the bowl start dropping and count down the year's final seconds, America's also seen the tune "Auld Lang Syne," which translates to "old long ago." The song spread among Scotland and the English-speaking world, bringing about a sense of belonging and fellowship. In the South, a popular dish is known as Hoppin' John, which features black-eyed peas, believed to symbolize corns and represent economic prosperity in the coming years. Yes, it is a tradition to many eat chitlins. I'm quite sure, my sister liked to cook chitlins on New Year's Day, and I grew up with my mom cooking greens and cabbage and black-eyed pea dishes, and that's something I love. Usually, I like on New Year's Eve too, growing up having certain dishes like shrimp and barbecue meatballs and all of that. I think my mother even, when I reshared my late mother's appearance on the show back in 2013, 2014, she shared many favorite recipes, and many, I've perfected many, but I need to perfect many more. But those are 13 traditions worldwide regarding celebrating New Year's. Thank you so much for tuning in. We have 25 minutes before we count down for the East Coast, and that's what's happening on Rockin' Eve Ryan Seacrest also. So we will count down in a bit. I'm going to replay the Happy New song that I played at intro. ABBA instrumental Happy New Year. Okay. Looking at live updates regarding what's going on with the coronavirus. Live updates. The world welcomes 2022 with muted celebrations as COVID-19 cases surge. So hopefully you can... When the song was playing, I had audio. There we go. This is from CBS News. We hear the sounds of New Year's celebrations from around the world. This show in Times Square. As you can see, oh, there's Journey. I have my... This journey, so it's almost time to count down. Yay. This journey rocking, those of you that are watching Rockin' Eve. I have 20 more minutes for the ball to drop at Times Square. Okay. So they're rocking it out in Times Square. So the live update from CBS News reports that the world is ringing in 2022 with muted celebrations for another year as the coronavirus pandemic, not fueled by the fast-spreading Omicron variant. I mean, 4 weeks ago, it was literally non-existent in America, and now it's just... This is real life. This is unbelievable. This seems like a movie, but it's real life, real people. It's real life. We gotta slow the spread. We gotta stop it somehow, some way in 2022. The world is ringing in 2022 with muted celebrations for another year. It's coronavirus pandemic, now fueled by the fast-spreading Omicron variant, continues to upset daily life. The new variant, which is now driving record case numbers in the U.S., forced many cities to tone down celebrations or cancel them altogether. Our mayor, had been diagnosed with COVID, and he shut down our city government offices are shut down until next Wednesday, unless he decides to extend it. New York City's Times Square planning their event right now. It's almost time to count down. But also Times Square is only allowed only a small fraction of the typical crowd, and all attendees over the age of 5 who do not qualify for an exemption are required to be fully vaccinated and wear face masks. Cities such as Atlanta and San Fran have canceled typical celebrations. In New Zealand, one of the first cities to kick off the new year, a light display replaced a traditional fireworks show. I noticed that. That was beautiful, too. Australia proceeded with a 7-minute fireworks display. A shout out to Australia, many listeners there. Display over the Sydney Harbour Bridge and Sydney Opera House. But limited access to the downtown Sydney, the Associated Press reported. Earlier this week, Dr. Anthony Fauci urged Americans not to attend large gatherings on New Year's Eve. Wow, Ryan Seacrest out there jamming. Look at Ryan. Even Ryan is jamming. He is rocking it out. What I would suggest people do not do is to go to very large 50 to 60 person parties where people are blowing whistles and all that sort of thing and celebrating and don't know the vaccination status of the people in that environment. Fauci said, yes, not a good idea if you don't know people's statuses. I don't care who they are. If you don't know what's going on, you don't know their status, you don't know who they've been around, what, you know, I'm fully vaccinated. Well, I'm full, now that you have to get the booster. Yeah, that's a whole nother topic. Are you considered fully vaccinated if you had the two shots, or is the booster, are you considered fully vaccinated and you have the booster? I still need to get my booster, but I am visiting my doctor, who is a big proponent of getting vaccinated, and he is educating us on COVID when it was still in Wuhan. And that's something Terry and I talked about. When it was still in Wuhan, then we would get the vaccination shot as soon as it was time. But he's still unvaxxed. But you know what? It's not a war between the unvaxxed and the vaxxed. It's because everybody can get it. But it's all about all of us slowing the spread and doing our best not to get it. And if we had it, don't get it again. I keep hearing about friends that have gotten it. And I know Coach Sean. Coach Sean was like the first NFL coach to get it. And then I've heard that friends, I've heard about friends through friends that certain friends have COVID, and these certain friends already have had COVID. So we got to be careful of slowing the spread, catching it, getting reinfected. And I know that was a concern when we first started researching Omicron, remember? That was some of the information I had shared on the show 4 weeks ago on Monday. Omicron symptoms might be mild, but reinfection. Crazy out there. So, I'm looking at an article about the president. Biden says there's no quit in America in a televised message to the nation. In a televised address to the nation appeared on ABC's Dick Clark New Year's Rockin' and Ron Secrets on Friday night. I missed out. I knew he was going to be on there, he and the First Lady, but I missed it. On Friday night, President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden offered a message of hope. Mr. Biden, President Biden, they say Mr. Biden in the article, said there's no quit in America, adding that the virus has been tough, but we've been tougher. The president also said he's more optimistic about America's future than ever before. I'm optimistic, too. The pre-taped message also featured an appearance by Biden's new dog, Commander. Oh, so sweet. And UK news. Many listeners in the UK, shout out to the UK, Ebony Empress and all. Peter Cook, who's been a guest on the show, looking forward to you returning in 2022. UK COVID cases hit new record on New Year's Eve as Prime Minister urges caution. The UK reported nearly 190,000 new COVID infections on New Year's Eve, a new record for the nation, according to the government data. There have been more than 1 million reported cases in the last 7 days, a nearly 50% increase from the previous week. In his New Year's message, Prime Minister Boris Johnson urged eligible adults to get vaccinated and take precautions in celebrating the holiday. I must, of course, urge everyone to be cautious and to take a test if you're going out and to remember the importance of ventilation. You all probably can hear the gunfire. When it's countdown time, oh my goodness. You're going to hear guns. Hopefully my new headphones that reduce sound, but you hear guns and fireworks. So I'm just resharing. Biden also praises Americans for the perseverance and urges unity. Also, President Biden praised Americans for their resilience after another year of fighting COVID in his New Year's Eve message to the nation. The president released a short video on Twitter, I must check that out, saying there's nothing ordinary about Americans who have overcome so much loss and hardship since the pandemic. Yes, I lost an aunt. You all know that. We lost an aunt, had an outbreak at a nursing home, and I see there have been some crazy outbreaks in nursing homes during this surge. And from the babies to the oldest, we gotta do our best to slow the spread. We often hear people described as ordinary Americans. There's nothing ordinary about them. Losing loved ones, jobs, and facing uncertainty, we're persevering. We're recovering. Back to work, back to work, back to school. That's extraordinary. That's how we made it through this year and how we'll embrace the next year together, he said. As we head into 2022, I want folks to remember, it's not a single thing American cannot do when we do it together, the tweet said. I agree with you, Mr. President. Yes, I'm looking at it now in the article. As we head into 2022, I want folks to remember, there's not a single thing in America that we cannot do. So I'll be resharing it on my Twitter. I'm resharing it now, but most definitely. And I keep, and as he say that, that reinforces my mother's voice in my head. She always said, Beth, never give up. And the craziness, things have definitely, I'm blessed, I'm grateful. And like all of us are dealing with something, but things happen and then you're like, oh my God, I don't see a way, God. But I remember what he says rings and confirms what my late mother always advised. Never, never, never give up. She said, you've never seen me give up. Don't you give up. Don't y'all give up. You and your friends, don't you ever give up. So what the president said is so true. We can't quit. We can't give up. We got to pull our bootstraps up, put our big boy underwear and big girl panties on and pray, say our affirmations, whatever we do to make us stay motivated like we've been talking about all week. We got to do this and not give up at all. At all. So I'm just, I'm on Twitter right quick. So looking at Europe again, much of Europe sits muted celebrations. Many major European cities scale back their planned celebrations due to a surge in cases. In Berlin, police urged people not to gather near the Brandenburg Gate, where a concert was staged without a live audience. In Madrid, authorities allowed only 7,000 people into city's Puerta del Sol downtown square, a venue that traditionally hosts 20,000 revelers. In Paris, officials canceled the fireworks amid surge in infections and reintroduced mandatory mask wearing outdoors, an obligation followed by the majority of people who milled about on the Champs-Élysées as the final hours of 2021 ticked away. France's unprecedented 232,200 new cases Friday marked its third day running above the 200,000 mark. The UK was close behind with 189,846 new cases, also a record. In London, officials said as many as 1 in 15 people were infected with the virus in the week before Christmas. Hospitalizations of COVID-19 patients in the UK rose 68% in the last week to the highest level since February. Yet boisterous New Year's Eve celebrations kicked off in the Serbian capital of Belgrade, where unlike elsewhere in Europe, mass gatherings were allowed despite fears of the Omicron variant. One medical expert predicted that Serbia would see thousands of new COVID-19 infections after the holidays. In New York health officials are saying that it's been a difficult week. They're also, so I'm be sharing some of these stories. New York City health officials. It's been a difficult week, a difficult few weeks. New York City's health commissioner said he expects the surge in COVID cases will get worse in the coming weeks. It's been a difficult few weeks, and unfortunately, we have a tough few weeks ahead of us as well. Dr. Dave Schottsky told CBS News correspondent Nancy Ching, we all have to dig deep, muster our energy and will, and have a deep conviction and belief that we will get through this. Arnell Morgan, who's visiting from California, said he planned to celebrate the holiday despite the surge. We just take a bit more risk and go out of our way and try to celebrate it. Almost time to count down for the East Coast. Okay, it's almost time to count down. So I didn't mean to cut that. Well, I did mean to cut that report because it's almost time. Time to count down. I'm going to turn my TV up a little bit.
It's almost time. All eyes are on the ball. 12 feet in diameter.
I'm turning it up.
472 feet above the street. What a beautiful sight.
Hopefully
more than
hear
2,600 Waterford crystal triangles. The new panels on the ball represent the gift
time
of
time to count down.
And we are at 1159. More than 32,000 LEDs can create 16 million colors. And billions of pounds.
The countdown started.
The giant 2022 stands 7 feet tall. And we've got 50 more seconds left in this year until we turn the page. Get ready. Grab someone you love.
Wow.
Grab someone.
I think they say grab someone you love. I'm virtually grabbing all the listeners.
Look at the clock. We are at 30 seconds. You can hear it here in Times Square. You can feel it here in Times Square. People are ready for 2022.
Yes, we are. Come on, 2022.
10, 9,
DreamsTime.com, audio.
7, 6, 5, 4, 3,
DreamsTime.com, audio.
1, Happy New Year!
3, 2, 1,
Happy New Year! Yay! Happy New Year in the East Coast! Yay! Feeling new beginnings. Yes. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Wonderful. Yes, yes, yes. So exciting. Happy New Year. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, we have 49 more minutes before we count down Central Standard Time. Yay, 49 minutes. Please get here, 2022. Yes. Okay, you all. You know not to drive drunk. Tipsy, lit, a little buzz, a little high. It's important. Stay put. Get your room. You're having a gathering. You know, extra bedroom, guest bedroom, couch, floor, make pallets on the floor, get blankets, be safe, not sorry. You know, anything can happen. You get thrown in jail or you can get killed or somebody else can get killed. Anything can happen. So you want to see, you want to ring in 2022 and you want to live it also. So, drink. Anybody that knows me knows I have loved to drink. I'm not drinking anything, not even wine, not anything right now, not tonight. But throughout my life, I have loved to drink. I started drinking at a young age. But one thing about it, I've always believed in being safe. No joke. There probably have been times that I had maybe one or two glasses of wine or something, or had a little beer and drove, but my mother was strict about that also, being safe and having designated drivers and being responsible with your drinking if you're going to drink, and be with friends and people, celebrating with people that you trust, you know. So if you don't have a designated driver, or you can't be a responsible driver, or just don't, you know, especially stay put where you are until the drunkenness, the litness has driven away. Do your best to stay hydrated. And something that, drinking a lot of water and B12 vitamins help you a lot when consuming alcohol. Believe me, and people that know me will tell you, I know. But one thing, Tony Brown, one of my mentors and friends, when I first met him in 91, that was something that he had shared with me. He was like, stay hydrated and take B12. My mom and I already, my mom wasn't a drinker, but, you know, she and I knew that if you drink a lot, drink a lot of water and take your B12, that could help keep the bad drunk feeling away, intoxication feeling away. But when you're driving and you're behind the wheel, still not good, you know. So troopers, law enforcement are out all around the country, all around the world, I'm sure, out. So I'm going to share news from Mississippi because I'm in Mississippi. When I was looking at the news stories, Texas and Oklahoma and other East Coast states came up, and I share information too from those areas. But I was listening to an interview with Police Chief John Neal of Ridgeland, Mississippi, outside of Jackson, the capital. Love Ridgeland. How they're definitely going to be out. They're going to have their checkpoints, and they definitely will be out. They were out my birthday weekend. It's not even a holiday in August. So they're working on getting grants, too. So they're working on getting grants, and so it's not quotas that they need to meet, but certain guidelines and certain things they need to do so they can get these grants. And those are troopers all around the country, because that's what he said. He mentioned that there's law enforcement that but specifically talking about Mississippi, want to qualify to get the grant money. So they're out there for your safety anyway, but then also, you know, money talk. So be careful, those of you that are out there. Hurry up and get to where you need to get. You know, you don't want to get thrown in jail. You don't want $1,000 fine. I heard him say in the interview that just a first offense can be $1,000. First. So imagine if it's like your third DUI. Oh my God. So this is about the Mississippi Highway Patrol troopers to hit the roads for New Year's holiday enforcement period. And this is from William Moore Daily Journal. Anyone planning on ringing in the new year should expect to see more troopers patrolling the state's highways. The Mississippi Highway Patrol New Year's holiday travel period will begin. It did begin on December 30th at 6 a.m. That was yesterday morning, and that's when I heard the interview. I heard it Wednesday morning, and continued through Sunday, January the 2nd at midnight. During the four-day enforcement period, all available troopers will be called into service to promote safe travel with a particular emphasis placed on high visibility. The new year, 2022, is fast approaching. And the new year, 2022, is fast approaching, and the Highway Patrol is committed to stepping up enforcement efforts during this holiday period, said Lieutenant Colonel Malachi Sanders. We will do our part, and we ask the public to do theirs by wearing a seatbelt and driving careful so we can bring in 2022 safely. The enforcement of speeding, seatbelt, distracted and impaired driving laws. Definitely keep those phones down. Do not be text messaging. Along with the use of safety checkpoints will be utilized to reduce crashes during this year's holiday period. During the 2020 and 21 New Year's travel enforcement period, troopers investigated 158 crashes with 3 fatalities and made 184 driving under the influence arrests on state and federal highways. And you can email journalist Wim Moore at wim.moore@djournal. So he covered cops and courts. So I'm sharing this on social media. So I'm trying to share some pertinent information also. As we ring in the new year, because you want to not just ring in the new year, and you don't want to be in jail over the holiday weekend. It's holiday weekend. You go to jail, you're staying in there until Monday, most definitely. No court open over the weekend. Be dealing with that. Holiday weekend, too. So that's what's going on with that. Let's see what else they're saying about the, so it began on Thursday, and they have their checkpoints. And that's law enforcement all around, everywhere. So in Sunday night, similar to Christmas weekend, the Mississippi Highway Patrol will use all available troopers to remove impaired drivers from state and federal highways during the New Year's holiday. MHP's New Year's enforcement period began on Thursday 6th and ends on Sunday at midnight. Motorists should expect to see safety checkpoints. During the last year's enforcement period, again, MHP investigated 158 crashes with 3 deaths. Troopers made 184 DUI arrests. So have your driver's license and your insurance papers. Have all that stuff ready and follow instructions if you do go through a checkpoint. Definitely. reconnecting. Oh. Okay, I thought my call had dropped. So my apologies, listeners. I thought my call had dropped, so I had called back in, but it had not dropped. So I was being safe and sorry. I didn't want to be talking and not connected where the listening audience could not hear me. So Happy New Year. Happy New Year to Terry and his family and friends, and Happy New Year to my family and friends and those that I work with, the Avon community here at blogtalkradio.com, Tony and Tina Hair Salon, Exclusive Hair Salon, my friends and supporters. I am so grateful and thankful for you. A big shout out to Robert Ford. He's celebrating a year of his podcast coming up in January. So we'll talk more about that on Sunday's show. You can visit his Facebook page and his YouTube channel and look at replays of his shows that air on Facebook and on YouTube. He will be having a nice event on Sunday. So look like we have OTAP, who called us on Monday night, so I would click him on. But a Happy New Year to everyone. East Coast, yay, now it's our turn in the Central Standard Time Zone, and then it would be the West Coast. So, again, thank you all, and God bless. We still have 45 minutes, and we will be ringing in the new year for my area, Central Standard Time, in like 34 minutes. Thank you. Happy New Year. It's almost time to ring it in. Central Standard Time, my time. Hello there.
Hey, how are you?
I am doing great. Excited to say goodbye to 2021 and excited to say hello, baby, to 2022. How are you doing? Glad to hear from you.
Thank you. So you knew it was me, even with the 111.
Great.
How's that? You got superpower. Oh, I guess each 111 shows
there.
Up and then you can save it to a name. Maybe. Or you're psychic.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, when I seen the ones, I'm like, oh, girl.
Oh, okay.
You're telling your secret, not me.
No, what happened is some shows, what they do is they announce the first digit, and then other shows announce the last, and then people put it together, and then I was getting troll prank calls. So, you know.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Are you serious? Oh, my
goodness. Yeah, some hosts read your whole number online.
The prank
calls. Not you, of course. Yeah. Usually from Coons
or racist. The prank callers call us, the hosts. Wow, those prank callers, I know they call the hosts, but I had no idea they would call the callers.
Yeah. Cause,
do you host the show also?
Yeah, I still do, but Blog Talk keeps blocking it from the search results. My full name is Hotep Kenyatta. I do a show called Crush the System, and I guess they're afraid that listeners might try to crush the system. Yeah. So. But I don't feel bad because Facebook blocks me too a lot. Blog Talk doesn't allow me to show up in search results. They've been doing this for about a year and a half.
Wow.
Yeah. And LinkedIn took two of my accounts, and they claimed that. So I said, well, just shut one down. And then Reddit took my kids' accounts and my accounts, and Wikipedia blocked me for 2 years from editing and even blocked me from the talk page, the editors. I'm like, okay, I must be doing something good. They're so afraid of a brother just spitting some facts about, you know, history and Black Empowerment.
Right. Never give up. Right. Yes, crush the system.
Oh, you
wow,
I showed
that
up?
Is so shocking.
Yeah.
No,
I
will
or...
look for it. I'm sure it'll pop up.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm going to follow it. Hopefully I will find it in the directory because I like to recommend our listeners to create their profiles. I should open my chat up. It might be someone in the chat. But I encourage our listeners to create profiles because some people prefer to chat opposed to calling, as you know, as a host. But I thought I recognized. I know Michael asked me, he said, do you know him? I'm like, it's a possibility we might know each other and listen to each other's show because I know we support each other here on Blog Talk Radio and in the podcast world. But you have some, I mean, you educate people. And there shouldn't be any reason you should be blocked. I hear that so often from friends that educate others.
Yeah,
and you educate to the general public. The way you speak is not like this is this person and this is for this culture. I mean, you speak to the general public.
Yeah, I think that puts fear into some members of the elite because, you know, if I had an exclusive message that was just so anti-white that it was, they might let it through. Or if I was cooning, you know, I don't know, something about me, they just fear. I'm not the only one. I have a friend that he goes through the same thing. He says, man, they blocked me again on LinkedIn. They blocked me again on Facebook. So we laugh about it to keep ourselves motivated, you know. And we're not using cursing, not saying hate speech. None of that. We just communicate, articulate our views on what's happening with the world, Homo sapien history, that black folks are the originals. Well, Africans migrated around the world, that white people were cool with us until Alexander the Great conquered Egypt and the Indus Valley was conquered by the Aryans from mostly Iran, what we call Iran. Just facts, you know, that this is not really 2022, but it's more like 200,000 2022 BCE. The AD part is confusing because the AD is Anno Domini, the year of their Lord, Christ, etc., and that's when they cut time and genetics, that we're the original blueprint, and that viruses sometimes are used as tools of war against people, and it's factual. I mean, yeah, but anyway, you know how it goes, how the system plays it.
Right. And it's something because I have non-black friends, too, that speak the truth like you, that speak the honest, that speak the truth as they know it and have researched and studied and speak like you to get banned. You know, so it's, I wonder why it's crazy. The truth should be told. The truth needs to be shared.
Yeah.
Like you said, it wakes us up. We need to be woke people. Especially, like you were saying, especially people of color, but
folks don't even have to agree. I speak to a conservative host. We don't agree on half the stuff, but we have very intelligent conversations, meaning the people listening don't have to think, I agree with that. They just have to think, oh, that's a different perspective I hadn't thought of. But that type of dialogue between blacks and the KKK, the Bloods, the Crips, Muslims, Christians, atheists, straight people, gay people, would lead to us actually saying, look, I don't agree with you on ABC, but we don't have to fight. We don't have to argue. We don't have to blow up the planet. We don't have to lose. You know, that's what should be occurring, but it's not encouraged because then the people on top would lose power because they use all our differences to get wealth. So if you feel a certain way about a certain deity, that's what they use to get you. And hopefully one day, you know, we can all realize this and stop all the madness. Maybe in 2022, 100,000, 2022, we may get there.
I believe, and the president had a message tonight about, you know, we have to work together. And I know all presidents say that, but I hope people really listen to that. Instead of looking at the differences, we have commonalities that we need to work on together, like you presented on Monday night, and like you just mentioned a few minutes ago, we need to work together, and not the differences, but how we can come together.
Yeah, well, if Biden wanted us to come together, he would pay black people reparations. That's a big way to bring us together.
Exactly.
We'll show up.
Exactly. I hope that's in the plan in 2022.
No, I don't think so.
Be
a lot of it is lip service. It's lip service. People will tell you what you want to hear to make you comfortable, but they won't tell you what you need to hear to think critically and to be uncomfortable. It's very uncomfortable taking a Band-Aid off a cut, but that cut has been festering for 400-plus years in America, in the Americas, and that cut is transatlantic slave trade, racism, and lies. And abuse of darker people, including the Native Indians, who are basically Africans that crossed the Bering Strait and ended up in this region. And over time, they lightened up. And then when they were exploited and mostly raped by the Anglo people that came over, most of them, their skin tone lightened up. If you look at pictures of older Native Indians from back in the day, you start to see folks that look like us, but that have straighter hair. That genetic hair change occurred. Yeah. Just like Aboriginals, they have straighter hair. Just like Tainos in the Caribbean had straighter hair, you know. Something may have happened when our people reached the Caucasus Mountains and the hair straightened out, you know. But it doesn't mean they're not Africans. That's like if we travel the world, we don't suddenly say, the nationality where we arrive, we're still, you know, Africans. So I'm more of a Pan-Africanist, not a black separatist African-American type. Oh, we're the only good people, and this Haitians and this Cubans. I run into that a lot because I have a different accent. Oh, well, you're not really down because you have a different accent. Well, the slave ship dropped mama in Jamaica and papa in Brazil, and then some other slaves were caught, and that was your granddad, and he ended up in the Americas. And now everybody thinks they're better than everybody else, which is just divided. And it's stupid, but, you know. We'll get over
it. And we need to get away from that too. I don't know what's going on with that.
They taught us it on the plantation. Sister, they taught us that on the plantation. that all our tribal stuff was BS. Mm. What we brought over, our clothing, we were ugly. Everything was bad about us. And much of that carried over.
And it's and what's so sad, we have it within the race. Within the brown skin, we have it going on.
Yeah.
And that divides us too. Thinking, when we all have...
I'm better than you.
Oh, my goodness.
Because of my skin tone. I'm light skin, or I have straight hair, or I have a straight nose, straight lips. So I went to Harvard, so I'm better.
Uh-huh. Right.
It's crazy.
Wow. Have you celebrated the New Year yet? Are you, where are you? Are you on the East Coast today?
Yeah, your family's on the West Coast, aren't you?
Where are you?
Yeah, I'm East Coast.
Huh?
So my kids and I, my kids and I did a minute late because we were doing something else. But it's the first time we've done it.
Are you all in
New
York? Where are you all?
Yeah, we're in New York.
Where are you all?
So now we're in New York.
You're all in New York, yeah. You know, I vibed I vibed you was in Norton when you first called. Yeah, I've been watching Rock and Eve, and the show came on. I started broadcasting at 10, two and a half hour show tonight. And I didn't know if Michael was calling in because, you know, he's on the East Coast too. But you and the kids did it a minute late. What happened a minute earlier?
Yeah, we were busy doing some other stuff, and so I thought, you know what, this will be a unique experience. Just bring it in a minute late. Hey, what's going to happen? And what happened?
Yeah,
because
I thought about you all earlier. Yeah, because I was happy to see you at call, because I wondered what you all had planned to do as a family.
Yeah, we had a discussion about proceeding with more push-ups and sit-ups, martial arts, chess, math. That's kind of where our head often is.
Uh-huh.
Like I was correcting, sometimes I make the mistake of saying 2022 AD, when it's really AD is Anno Domini, the year of our Lord, but we're in BCE, not AD. So I said, okay, I knew that. Why was I slipping up? But anyway, that's the type of improvement we're trying to do and more, win more competitions, et cetera. And hopefully if everybody is working like that, you know, to improve, because this global warming is no joke. I don't know if you see. China is having to spray fake snow.
It is not a joke. It is not a joke. And I don't know why people just, I mean, since I was a kid, I knew it wasn't a joke. Global warming and the effects of pollution and the ozone layer. I knew it was some facts, and I can't believe it. In my lifetime, actually seeing this happening. What is the country where the kids and are starving because there's no vegetation? David Murray did a story a couple of weeks ago where there's no food due to global warming.
I know in Niger,
I'm like,
and Sudan,
oh my goodness.
Some of it, yeah. Some islands are disappearing completely underwater right now.
Right.
Yeah,
my headset sound reduction is pretty good, but you know it's right at the 2022, so you might hear fireworks and fire in my background.
Oh, I just heard something.
Because people are celebrating. So that's what you hear. People are celebrating. We have 16 or 17 more minutes, so we'll be counting down soon.
So I have
TV volume turned down. So, yeah, I have been watching you guys in Times Square, Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest before the show, and then I had the volume down during the show. So earlier in the broadcast, I had talked about, you probably seen the description, various traditions. So what are some of the traditions that you grew up with? For New Year's Eve, because I talked about Brazil and I talked about Japan and the Netherlands, different places.
Yeah, my parents were in a cult, and my mom still is.
Uh-huh.
So we never celebrated almost anything except weddings and maybe deaths. So I grew up in that mindset until I was a young kid and realized that much of what I was being taught didn't make any sense. And I got into more learning about Nation of Islam, and then I migrated from that to Five Percenters, learned about Zulu Nation around the, a bit earlier, and Hinduism. So I kind of went way outside of the cult, and then went looked at agnosticism, atheism, Buddhism, briefly Shintoism, just searching, and you know, continue to look and evolve. But yeah, I'm more of a secular person in terms of my thinking, because even the big religions, they take the money and put up the buildings and have the nice houses. That's very secular. They're not walking around the street like the supposed prophets, broken and saying, look, forget your money. I'm here to spread the truth. Those days are done.
Right, because like when you mentioned cult, when you mentioned cult, my thoughts were, do you mean a cult, or do you mean a church-like, you know, a cult-like church? But that was my question. That was my thought, too.
Yeah, how would you differentiate the two? I think they're both kind of the same. Yeah.
Right, what you just described about some are religion, but they're very secular. So that is so true. So
no, I'm secular.
You say
they're
things
not.
That people think. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm secular.
You
yeah,
say things
yeah,
that people used to. But then you mentioned a comparison, didn't you? Repeat that about.
Yeah.
You said, well,
yeah,
some churches are similar to that too.
Yeah, yeah. Meaning, my
when it comes to money.
Yeah, when it comes to money, most of religion boils down to fiat currency, finance, leaving land, etc. I would have much higher respect if the religious leaders were saying, look, forget your money. I'm not of this world. I am about going to heaven A, B, C. Therefore, keep your money, and I'm going to teach you some truth about my God, my deities. That would be high level of respect.
Right.
Once you buy into, okay, I need your money too, then I lose the respect, because I say, well, I don't see how your deity is powerful if you need my $5.50. You know, you should just pray and it should appear, or you shouldn't need it. So, yeah, it's mostly about money and mind control, and black folks, brown folks have to really reevaluate our religions, because most of it we got on the plantation. Our language, our religions, our clothing, our chitlins, our soul food, you know. Yeah, we lost most of our culture.
Right, chilling is a big tradition for tomorrow. You know, black-eyed peas and greens. That's a tradition for many when it comes to, you know, for the good luck tradition. But it's good you mentioned that, because there's a ministry that I like to listen to on YouTube. It's a YouTube ministry. And when you hear the evangelist, he and his wife and daughter live in Florida. And I think they're in Brazil now for the holiday month. So he tried to broadcast when he can while he's visiting family in Brazil. But one thing I like about his ministry is when you would think he's going to ask for money, like when he gets close to the end of his teaching. But he's, I want you to do something for me. If only I can ask you all, if you would please. And instead of saying, well, can you donate? Or can you give me some money? He says, will you please reshare? Because I want my ministry to reach as many people as it can.
Yeah.
So he's an example of what you're talking about.
There's a small group of religious people and an organization, very small group, who actually live the life. I'll give you some examples. Buddhists. Even though they don't often call themselves religious. There's a group called Unitarian Universalists who are very open-minded.
Yeah.
Usually there'll be a group that's open-minded, that's not as much into the money, that'll let you communicate your thoughts and not think you from the devil or that you're a bad person. And those groups are very helpful. In fact, there would be no Underground Railroad without the white and black Christians. It would probably not exist.
Right.
So we have to all realize that there are good people in all groups, I would think. Even in the Klan, there's some good guys in there that never killed anybody that are going to leave the Klan and tell us how the Klan operates, and Proud Boys, and how they operate, and give us insights into how to shut them down. So, yeah, there are good people everywhere. I just don't think I need any scriptures or any other person to tell me virtuous I could be if I followed a certain type of scripture, the Quran, the Gita, the Bible, the Book of the Dead, Egypt, etc., you know. So, but it, for some people, that works well, and that's good for them, you know, that they use those scriptures and live a better life and help more people and help themselves to be empowered. So all about what we need, you know, and what we want and how we can make things better. So, yeah. Yeah, that's positive.
Right. So you and the kids and the wife discussed the goals for 2022?
Well, I did with the kids. The wife is in here right now. She had to help her mom with some stuff. So,
oh, I understand that. So sweet of her. Yeah, to take care of mom. I miss my late mom. She loved New Year's Eve. Oh, my God.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
So are the kids optimistic? Are the kids optimistic for the new year? I know I am.
We have a good vibe happening with all the kids and have a very cohesive team. We kind of operate like with military precision when we look at executing something and researching. Yeah, it's a pretty good vibe. I think when I get older and move on to wherever I'm moving on to, that they will continue building and go beyond what I've tried to do. You know, they're already starting in many ways to do that, which is exciting.
So you are in 2022. I have 9 more minutes, and I will be in 2022. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing? I'm in 2021. Right. That is
amazing. And we're both in the present.
In itself. Wow.
Yeah.
Yes, you're in 2022.
I am talking to the
past. Right. That is that says a lot right there. That's deep. Some people might say, oh, my, that's deep.
Yeah, I
am in the past, and
I'm
trying to catch
I'm
up.
In the future.
8 more minutes.
Yeah, but we need each other. We need the past, the present, and the future.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's a metaphor in that.
Yeah, and you'll be like, okay, don't make a left at that corner. And then you might tell me, hey, this is what happened in the past. And I say, oh, really? Wow, that's interesting. Yeah,
what is your word for 2022? Mine is preparation, to prepare and plan. And I think you mentioned planning on Monday, but preparation is my word. What's your word for 2022?
P-E-A-C-E. Yeah.
What's your word?
Peace. Like I come
What's
in
your
peace.
What's your word?
Peace.
Oh, peace.
Yeah,
oh, my.
Yeah.
Peace. Wow. That's a powerful word.
Yeah.
Wow. Powerful 5 letters.
Well, you know, Hotep means I come in peace.
And that
in the Egyptian language,
Hotep,
the letters HTP, basically meant peace. I come in peace. So Imhotep and all the pharaohs with the Hotep in their name. It's peace, but peace doesn't necessarily mean let people slap you up the face, let them abuse you. Because how do you have peace if someone slaps you?
Please talk on that. Please talk on that.
Yeah, a lot of times we're taught that the great prophets allowed themselves to be abused. But we know if we look at most of the prophets, there was a time when they were very aggressive, warlike. So the balance is not just to ignore the both sides of peace. So when you think of Gandhi discussed peace, but also at one time he was aggressive in South Africa. Mother Teresa talks about peace, but she was very aggressive with her nuns, if you look into them, you know.
Right.
So peace is more of a holistic
both
approach.
Both in play.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, holistic.
I thank you for bringing that up, because that's where I am. Yes. Because we want to be peaceful people, but we don't want to be doormats.
No. Check this out. I'll give you an example.
Yes, and we don't want to be considered jerks and the B word too.
Yeah.
But sometimes when you stand up for yourself, you're looked at as a jerk or a B. You know. How can we have that balance of peace but also standing up for ourselves?
Yeah, I'll give you an example. There's a brother named Pianki. He's named after an Egyptian pharaoh. well, actually a Nubian, but Egyptian. And he was exhibiting some Kunish signs online in his articulation. And so I said, bro, you sound like a Kun, right? Now, I'm pretty straightforward.
Oh.
If you're a grown adult.
Right.
Well,
I've had this said to me. I've had this said to me before. Yeah. Oh, you've been a Kun or whatever. Because maybe I support somebody dealing in politics that people disagree with. I'm like, well, you've been a Kun. Oh my God! But let me hear you out.
Yeah,
because so, you do have to call people out. You do have to call people out.
And as I felt, yeah. So the brother kept that for years, and I was having a great discussion on Blog Talk two brothers, and he called up. Oh, you got to watch who you surround yourself with. And then this brother Hotep called me a coon. I was like, bro, first of all, we're here having a great discussion about unity. Secondly, if you had an issue with me, the manly way to handle it is not in this setting, but with a phone call. But thirdly, you were exhibiting coonish signs. Now, you could have then responded as a mature person instead of getting up in your feelings, pull up your panties, and be a grown man, you know? So the whole conversation was spoiled because this man older than me was still stuck on that. I told, you know, in other words, if someone gives us feedback that we don't like, someone called up and said, yo, Hotep, you sound like the opening for a discussion, a calm discussion. And, oh, interesting, tell me what I have done that makes you think that. Oh, interesting, because I think the opposite. If somebody, a male, isn't carrying on too aggressively, it doesn't mean he is soft. It means he's being calm and rational. It's okay to have feminine energy because males are both male and female. So if you're ignoring the XY chromosome and the sex chromosome and the fact that men carry the female also, then you're saying just be macho. And that is what hurts a lot of groups. So, yeah, it's our men have to, in most cases, grow up a bit more emotionally and match the chronological age. We go around the sun, that's a year. So you're 10 years around the sun. Well, some people are 10 years around the sun, but mature emotionally at like a 20-year-old. And some men are 50 years old and act like they're 6 in certain subjects. Very emotional, you know, holding resentment. And you got to learn to discuss the issue, have pain, but not let it destroy your life and destroy our community. So, yeah, our men are the main ones that have to grow up. The women are doing their thing for the most part. But the brothers, really, we need to do a much better, protecting the community, protecting ourselves, you know, uniting, having discussions, disagreements, without making it hate and anger and animosity and drama. There's enough of that, so, yeah. But you almost up to your new year. What you got, 8 minutes left?
Well, we have less than 8 minutes. We have 2 minutes. So, listening community, OTAP, we have a couple more minutes. So I just turned New Year's Rockin' Eve up. Ryan Seacrest and his co-host just introduced Billy Porter, who is in New Orleans. New Orleans is 3 hours away from where I am. I'm in Jackson, Mississippi. So it's almost time to count down, and I have a little countdown that I, a little sound effect I'm going to turn on, too. But they're in New Orleans, and they're getting ready to do the, they're due to drop in New Orleans for Central Standard. So we will catch up with you. I will be in 2022 with you in just about 1 minute.
Okay.
So they're passing that Mardi Gras bead. Instead of confetti, you know, it's Mardi Gras time in New Orleans. They've been preparing for Mardi Gras pretty much before Christmas.
Yeah. They kept the Africans and a lot of the French. Yeah, yeah. I'm going to stop talking because you got to do your thing. I'm going to be quiet.
We got to celebrate. Yay.
Oh, okay. I thought you had a year.
Okay, global listeners. Let's all send out virtual air kisses so we can have a lot of luck in 2022.
Yeah.
So have 40 seconds, 39. Come on, 2022. 2021 was interesting.
Yeah.
2021 was interesting. I learned a lot in 2021. Lessons learned. Woo!
Mm-hmm.
I guess every year is that way.
Yeah. If we're open-minded, we learn, you know. You're down to 10 seconds. I don't know.
You probably hear all that gunfire. You hear all that gunfire? My neighborhood is going crazy.
DreamsTime.com audio.
One. Happy New Year!
Happy New Year! You hear the fireworks and gunfire? Yay!
Yeah, you better
duck. My neighbors are going crazy. I know. That's my concern. Stray bullets. Please, like the celebration is fun, but oh my God!
Point the other way.
You hear the fireworks, but then you hear the bam, bam, bam. And we're not—I'm not in rural Mississippi. I'm in the suburbs.
Okay. And they're
so,
still letting it off.
These people are like, right? They letting it off. So
you might have to buy a Uzi for next year so you can do the same thing.
Right. Now, Sunday, my next show is Sunday at 3 p.m. Yay, Happy New Year. Yay, 2022.
Welcome.
Can we have it all? Some people say we can have it all. I'm looking at 2022. Even during a pandemic, can have it all. Can we have it all? Can we have it all, OTEP? I've heard people say we can have it all, and then one minute I thought, well, you can't have it all at once.
Yeah.
You got to give and take something. But can you have it all,
Well, if we have it all, other people don't have any. So it takes some balance. Like in our own life, we can have it all with happiness, but with finances and food, we can't have it all. But we can have it all with happiness. Certain, you know, looser concepts.
Yes.
That aren't quantifiable necessary yet.
Right.
And we should have it all. Peace, happiness, truth, love, justice. Yeah.
You can have it all, and then what you have that you can share is something you must share. Because we can't be with and not, and others be without. Good point.
Yeah.
You got to have a balance.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
So because if not, that's greed.
And it isn't good for darker people. See, we need the unity more than other groups because they have the police, they have the FBI, they have the banks, they have the hospitals, they have the school system. So without unity, we wouldn't really be able to interact successfully and get our rights recognized. So we need more communal thinking.
So Ryan Seacrest and his co-host, they're working. Because in two more hours, the West Coast ring in the new year. So Times Square, where you are. How far are you from downtown? Or are you in the
just a few blocks.
No, a few blocks. You're in Manhattan,
Yeah, but I don't usually go down because, you know, I just don't like the big crowds. And especially with this germ warfare going on, you know, I figure, let me just stay safe. Stay with the kids.
Because I know I'm part of the Avon community, too. You know Avon. Avon is headquarters there. And I know one of my super reps that I network with often, I know she works in Manhattan, and she lives not too far from Manhattan, but she does most of her work online. She has recently started getting back out in the community dealing with important events like cancer, cancer events and doing events with customers, and she's traveled a couple of times, but she's like you, because I know some reps have mentioned, well, I'm coming to New York, and she's like, I'm not coming out, you know, when she's really like one of our top people, top sellers in the company. It's important to be careful. But I look forward to coming to New York. I've never been to New York.
Oh, would Avon allow you all?